OC Catholic Radio and the Diocese of Orange are pleased to present the following homily by Father Robert Spitzer. This was recorded high atop the Tower of Hope in the Chapel in the Sky on Christ Cathedral campus.
Well, today, this wonderful feast, we get an insight from the readings into the personality of Joseph, who we have to believe that in all providence, God had selected generation upon generation. And the wonderful part about Matthew's gospel, he's got that entire genealogy, which thank goodness Father Kinney did not have to read. And, you know, but nevertheless, there's a beauty to it, you know, that's really remarkable to see all these generations, almost like God has been planning to bring Joseph into this picture as the foster father of Jesus from the very beginning, knowing full well that he would not have, you know, exposed Mary, his wife, to the law, who would, you know, be so gentle as to want to divorce her quietly after the disappointment where she is found to be with child, you know, when he had not yet had relations with her. And still, all of these things, we see that, you know, he gets this dream. God intervenes through the angel. And of course, he takes Mary not only into her home, but of course, raises Jesus. And they're very specific functions of a father in Jewish culture. Interestingly enough, it's the mother who teaches the child the Psalms. But then the rest of the Old Testament readings, the performance of all of the ritual feasts from the Passover to the Tabernacles, etc., all of these things are done really by the father. The father is sort of, as it were, though the mother has a very important place to play in the faith development of the child, the father is really central to the development of the faith of the child in teaching especially the law. And today's reading says St. Joseph was a righteous man. That means that already according to the law, he's kind of ready for salvation. He's a good man, thoroughly good in his heart, thoroughly good in obedience to the law, and would be thoroughly good for teaching Jesus the law as a little kid. Now, of course, when you look at this, we can see Joseph's, you know, righteousness, his religious fervor, his desire to teach his child, bring him up not only according to the trades like carpentry and so forth, but according to the faith, and especially in the law. This is where, you know, it's the father's example. Don't do as I say, do as I do. And Jesus, you know, is going to get this moral example of the way that Joseph runs things. We can see the gentleness that he has. We can see the respect that he has for his wife and Mary. We can see that he tries to be a good provider. We can see that he's a good protector. But we also see that, you know, because of Jesus' upbringing, we can sort of see the remnants of how important faith was in his life. You know, that it's communicated. Remember, Jesus is pure, is not just pure God. He's pure man, right? And so he really grows up like a little kid. Of course, he's got a super inspiration from the Holy Spirit about a divine sonship that, you know, is going to be confirmed by his mother, will be confirmed by the fact that he has, you know, as it were, the miraculous power of God working through him to be able to do these great miracles, this prolific ministry of miracles. But we see Joseph's hand, his guiding hand, his instructing hand, his fatherly hand, his gentle hand, his firm hand, his law hand. We see it there even in, you know, when they find Jesus in the temple after several days, etc. All of these things, you know, manifest the true virtue of Saint Joseph. And he has become, honestly, a very principal intercessor throughout the history of the church, a principal intercessor, particularly for virtue, in light of the fact that you know, he was the one who gave the law to his son. He's the one who gave the ritual tradition to his son. He's the one who, you know, really, of course, Mary playing a huge part in it, you know, he's giving faith to his son, but character to his son, because do what I do, not just what I say. And so the idea, of course, is he's the one who intercedes for us to increase virtue in our lives. So much so that St. Teresa of Avila, I think, as many of you already know, she made that great quote, you know, that kind of comes to us through the ages. Well, never was it known, she said, that anyone who prayed through the intercession of St. Joseph for a deepening and increasing practice of virtue in their lives was disappointed. Coming from a saint like St. Teresa of Avila means something to me. I mean, that's really impressive. And so I would say, why don't we all today in our first petition just pray? Pray through the intercession of St. Joseph for that increase and that deepened virtue in our lives, to follow the example of Jesus and ask St. Joseph to help us with his gentle guiding hand. Amen.
The preceding homily was brought to you by OC Catholic Radio and the Diocese of Orange. If this message inspired you, please post it on social media and share it with your friends.